never give up.
That's Coldplay, lifting it up and up on a Wednesday and lifting us into our next special interview on a Wednesday morning. You've got Radio Life and Style on the dial, and Penny Faree is taking us into the Ripple right now. Penny, good morning.
Morning, Mike, and morning to all our listeners, and welcome to an episode of The Ripple right in the middle of the week. Today we are going to be speaking to someone, a local organization called A Heart to Help, and it is led by Leanne Jamieson. Now, for those who are familiar, obviously we've heard of the gender-based violence, and it still remains one of South Africa's biggest social crises. And we are going to be speaking to Leanne because her organization actually focuses on domestic violence. So we're going to just be differentiating a little bit between the two, what the organization does and how it started and how and the role it plays in our region. Hi, Leanne, welcome to The Ripple.
Thanks very much, Penny. What a wonderful initiative you guys have got going here.
Well, it's great to be putting a spotlight on your initiative, A Heart to Help, Leanne. And thanks for popping in on a Wednesday to give us a little bit of the story.
Yeah, thank and you. Now for listeners who haven't heard of your organization, what do you do and who do you help?
So, Penny, what we decided, so gender-based violence is a holistic name for violence against women, but we've decided to focus on domestic violence, which constitutes up to 75% of all gender-based violence.
Wow. So this is occurring in the home. Is that, would that be the
correct,
the definition of domestic violence?
100%. And there's also many different aspects of domestic violence, physical, emotional, coercive control, financial.
Wow. So it's a broad spectrum.
Yes. Yeah.
And what does this look like in a community? How prevalent and how endemic is it in this part of the region?
Well, it's not just this part of the region. It's everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
2 out of 3 women are affected by gender-based violence.
Yeah.
And if you do the sum, 75% of those people are affected by domestic violence.
And this is a global problem that is massively underreported and misunderstood and just shied away from. Why do you think it's still in 2026 this thing that people just haven't woken up to largely?
Yeah, this has been going on for millennia, and there's many reasons, and one of the reasons is that the boys are brought up not feeling emotionally secure, and then they take it out on their spouses.
So this is a problem that has deep roots, and in trying to address it then, are you looking at it holistically then, looking at how kids are being raised in these situations and trying to break that cycle?
Yes. So yes, we are looking at it holistically. Primarily our focus is on getting the women and their minor children out. We will be starting a rapid response team where we will go in if we need be to go and rescue these women and get their children out and then take them to our place of safety, which we are raising funds for to build.
Okay. And is there a place of safety right now on the North Coast? Because, you know, a big problem with many victims who stay in these abusive relationships or in an environment like that is that they are trapped. They have nowhere to go.
Yes.
And that is, you know, that is big issue. Where do you go? Where do you go if you have nowhere, no one to help you, and you have no funds and you've got no resources to leave the situation? What do you do?
Yeah, Penny, it's a huge problem. Yeah. Absolutely huge problem. So there are some safe houses in the area. Yeah. I do work with other NPOs. Our one is going to cost a lot of money. We're building 50 houses.
Oh, wow.
And so we'll be able to accommodate 50 women and their minor children, besides the other infrastructure we're going to be putting up in the farm that we were very kindly given.
Okay.
10 hectares by a local family, the Hamlin family.
This is amazing. So this is a local story that's taking root at the moment.
Yes.
And what you're describing is kind of a, you're building kind of a community in a sense.
Yes.
So it's I've never heard of anything quite like this in terms of its vision and its scope. A Heart to Help. When did the ball get rolling?
So let's go back 3 years ago. I just randomly had to go to our local police station, and I'm an ex-cop myself.
Really?
And when I came out of the police station, I noticed there was a gender-based violence container. So I was intrigued. So I went inside and I met this lovely police lady, And I asked her, so it's, a 40-foot container.
Yes.
I asked her to explain to me what the process is and why they've done this. So in 2020, Cyril Ramaphosa said that he named it our second epidemic, and how he'd put funds aside, an exorbitant amount of funds, which I may add I'm still trying to get to. And one of the things that he did is put up these containers at the police station so the women don't have to go and report domestic violence or rape or something like that to a male in the charge office.
Okay.
So, yes, it makes it all far easier and less stressful and less traumatic for the woman. And they've divided their container into three sections, a bedroom with a double bed, a couple of teddies, and an office and a minimalistic kitchen, which is great. So I said to her, so the ladies can come here and they can stay with their children? And she said, yes. So I said, okay, so there's only a double bed. So what if she comes with three children? No, they have to sleep in the bed with her. So I said, okay, that's great. But what if three women arrive with four children each? What do you do with the other ladies? So she said, we put them in the cells.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, okay, your kitchen is quite like minimalistic. What do you feed them? And she said, prisoner food. So not only are they getting prisoner food, but they're in cells next to the perpetrators. So,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
So I got into my car and I wept. And I just thought, you know, this country is letting down the women and children. We need to do something. So with a knee-jerk reaction, I immediately went out into our amazing community and asked for help. I got teddies, I got curtains, I got clothes. But after the third load, I just thought to myself, what is the point?
And where do you take it? Where were you taking it?
I was taking it back to the container.
Okay.
Just to try and help.
Yeah.
And then I just thought to myself, you know, we have to do better. And if it's not going to be me, who's it going to be? So I decided it was going to be me. Wow. And I have now, fast forward 3 years, got this most amazing team behind me.
Yeah.
And just incredible, incredible people helping.
And do you work with volunteers? How does your organization? You said you've got a team.
It's a board.
Is it a board?
The board, yeah.
Okay.
So we've got three executive directors.
Yeah.
And then a social media team, admin team. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then your the team that goes out, if there are people that need help, do they get deployed? Are they volunteers who get a call and say they are needed?
The rapid response team you're referring to? So we're still under training for this. We're working with Daniel from DSK. He's got teams. I think he's got five teams, if I remember correctly. And he's helping us set this all up.
Okay.
Because he's not one in Belito.
Wow. So this is going to be, the impact is going to be massive and tangible. And I'm checking out the website at the moment. It's hearttohelp.co.za with links if you are looking to find out more, if you're looking to get involved, if you're looking to partner with the organization in any capacity to find out how you or in your personal or a business capacity can power this vision to see it fully realized. And the farm, the location of the place of safety that you're looking to establish, where is that located?
It's like slap bang in the middle of Belito. You won't believe it.
That's crazy.
I know, right? Yeah. So I don't know if you know where Bundler Hotel is.
Yes.
It's diagonally across the road.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very nice location.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic location.
And then what support do you need from the public? Are you looking for volunteers, donations, community partnerships? Where are you right now with this and what do you envision going forward?
So we're going to be having a gala dinner soon and to raise a lot of money because obviously – there's a lot of things that we need to build. But I just want to go to that, just touch on a few things there. So I must just say with no arrogance that we've done loads of research. We had Pierre Bebeck that was our strategist, and he did loads of research, and nobody's done this in the world, that we take a woman and their minor children in for up to 12 months. So they'll go through trauma counseling using NLP, which is neurological linguistic programming. Just amazing and Anna-May Kutsia, who is the she's an executive director on our board. She is an NLP practitioner, and she's going to be setting all that side of it up. Then we'll have an edu center, because obviously we need to be able to accommodate babies from one day old up to 12 years old, and they need to be educated. They need to be cared for. And then we'll do psychometric testing to see where the lady's skill sets lie, and then train them up into that if they haven't got a job or if they're not qualified in something.
Yes.
And then eventually through the community, we'll find them jobs, so at the end of the 12 months, they can leave being self-sustainable with their children.
So it's almost like a system that is not where you – dependent, where you come there and you just, you know, stay there. You're almost empowering them, and you're giving them skills and the abilities to go out into the world and be part of, you know, the society again. That is amazing.
I know. And we're wanting to put up a restaurant for the public to come and support us, using the skills of the ladies that are there to actually manage – and service in the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's an incredible vision. It's the most complete, holistic approach to a problem that is so pervasive and multifaceted, and it needs a radically different approach.
Yeah, and it's a nice model. You know, when you get it right and you trial it here and you get it working, it's something that you could take and model it across the country.
That's our goal.
Yeah. Oh, is that
100%.
The goal?
That's our goal.
You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. A Heart to Help is the name of the organization. Leanne Jamieson, founder and executive director, in the studio with us on this edition of The Ripple. And the website, aharttohelp.co.za, where you can find all of the links, more information, and where you can reach out and get in touch if you have a heart to help. Any last words from you this morning, Leanne?
Yes. Now, so first of all, thank you once again for having me here. But not only do we want the Bolitho community to get involved, but if you yourself out there are going through trying times and suffering from domestic violence in any shape or form, please reach out to us. We may not be able to house you now, but we certainly can talk to you and advise you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thanks, Leanne. It is something that our community needs, and I think you guys are going to really fly. We're going to keep track of your progress.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And report it as it happens.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, The Ripple and Penny Faree bringing you stories worth hearing on Radio Life and Style. Thanks for being our special guest, Leanne.
Thank you.
And more power to you and a heart to help. We'll be chatting again really soon.
Thank you very much.
Penny, thanks for this edition of The Ripple.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Back to the music right now.